I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. Bahrain, the small island country off of the coast of eastern Saudi Arabia, connected to the mainland by a causeway. 48 hours ago, a significant military force, perhaps representing Saudi National Guard and other units, crossed with armored strength on the causeway into Bahrain to back up Al Khalifa family that rules in Bahrain. The Al Khalifas are related directly to the King of Saudi Arabia and the House of Saud that runs Saudi Arabia and is a very strong presence in the Gulf and the Gulf Council. Immediately afterwards, the expectation was a violent confrontation with the protesters, the Shia underclass in Bahrain. It happened within these last hours at the Pearl Square, where many were camped out. The reports now are of a brute force, hospitalization, tear gas, and other protesters were abused in some fashion. You can fill in the blanks. In the meantime, the question is, what next between Riyadh and its relationship with the Manama, and what for the United States watching this brutal suppression of what has been called, in Cairo at least, the right for peaceful assembly to protest? Pat Lang of Six Semper Tyrannis follows this story very carefully for me. Pat was for many years working for the U.S. government at the government of the DIA and watching this whole region. Pat has lived in many of these states and knows very well the plans and the threats to the Saudi Arabian kingdom, especially their oil facilities in the east part of the country, where the Shia, that is a religion that is the minority of Islam, the Shia dominate, and the Shia have co-religionist links to Tehran to the north. Pat, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. The violence in Manama, it goes forward according to what you designed. The President of the United States and the Secretary of State are said to be extremely alarmed by this and are counseling restraint and dialogue. Will that happen?
Well, I hope I didn't design it. I forecast maybe, but it's I think that the Sunni rulers of the Gulf, they understand that in their terms and according to their narrative, these are not just people. The difference between them and the Shia are not the difference between Presbyterians and Methodists in the United States. It isn't about where you go to church on Sunday. These are ethno-religious communities that amount to nations almost, and so they understand that that what is happening here is that there's this proxy war going on between them and the Iranians for hegemony in the Gulf, and the Bahrain, if it could be taken over by what it would eventually surely become a pro-Iranian statelet, would be a major foothold on the south shore of the Gulf for the Iranians. And so the Saudis understand that this is a deep-seated threat to them as well, because they have all these Shia in their eastern province. So they're not about to give up a single ounce of ground on this. They see this as a death threat. And now that the United States government is pushing them to go out and compromise with people who they believe firmly intend to end their rule, and perhaps them as well in these places, they are beginning to see the American government as being quite pro-Iranian.
The King of Saudi Arabia, who was in Morocco when the violence and turmoil started in Egypt, has said these last weeks to be unhappy with the United States in supporting the protesters with no clear agenda in Cairo and turning away from the Hosni Mubarak, the 30-year-plus ally. Does that continue in this Bahrain matter? Does the King of Saudi Arabia still feel that the President of the United States is not an ally?
Well, I think he has written off the United States, the present administration, as any sort of allies that he could rely on in order to keep the present Saudi government in existence. And I understand from sources I consider to be reliable that Hillary Clinton asked for an audience with King Abdullah and was refused an audience, and that happened with Gates the other day as well. So, I mean, every time Barack Obama tells these people that they should compromise with people who they think want their blood, well, the U.S.-Saudi relationship goes further and further downhill.
Let's speak specifically to Manama. The Saudis moved with great blunt force. Has that stopped this protest, or is it being driven by forces outside of Bahrain?
I think, you know, having been for a long time an observer of the Iranian Revolutionary Government, that there's a long-standing pattern of the Jerusalem force, the Quds force of the IRGC, the Revolutionary Guard, who are almost like American special forces in their dedication to controlling and motivating underground forces. There's this pattern of their establishing what Larry Johnson called the other night little bases in places all over Iraq and down through the Gulf states wherever there's a Shia population. And I think they've seen their opportunity in this to make a major shift in the geopolitical picture in the Gulf, and that so that there is a good deal of Iranian influence in what's going on in this. That was shown today, I think, by the fact that Saudi Shia demonstrators in the Saudi eastern province today demonstrated against Saudi Arabia having intervened in Bahrain. So they're really criticizing Saudi foreign policy on behalf of somebody people aren't Saudis.
The protests, on the calls for protests, and even the language of protest was forbidden by Prince Naif, who heads the Ministry of Interior, which is state security, last week prior to the first of the so-called Days of Rage, March 11th. Nothing happened. They flooded the streets of eastern Saudi Arabia, very close to Bahrain. It ended. And now these protests today, does that mean Naif's policy has failed? And what is the significance of that?
No, this just means this is round two. In fact, the Saudis got plenty of available force if they want to use it, and especially with full firepower, if it comes to that, against people who wish to rise up against their government in the eastern province. And they are now firmly in the position of advocating the same kind of use of force in Bahrain. Their position is a lot like the position of the absolute monarchs in Europe in 1848. Now, if you stand firm long enough and keep shooting, eventually you'll regain control, and that seems to me to be what's going on.
The proxy war between Riyadh and Tehran. Is the United States out of this, Pat? Have we been asked to leave?
I don't think we're in it at all. It's because we have refused to stand next to our Saudi allies and the Bahraini government as well. So this is now a naked contest between the Saudis and the other Sunni rulers on one side and populations, and the Iranians and the local Shia on the other side.
We've speculated, without the U.S. involved and its muscle, its fleet, its air force, where the Saudis would go for something comparable to substitute. We've talked about China. Is that credible now, given this naked confrontation and given the breakdown of communication with Washington?
You know, the more I think about it, and including the state of U.S.-Pakistani military relations, I remember clearly that for many, many years, the Saudi Arabia-Pakistan-China connection has been very effective very long, and it served as a conduit for various transactions, including the one that brought intermediate-range ballistic missiles from China to Saudi Arabia long ago. So I would not be surprised to see Pakistan serve as some kind of brokering and frontman role in a change like that.
And the United States being out of this, does this make the Gulf more unstable, Pat?
It creates the potential for a Gulf in which Iran is a lot more powerful in terms of its neighbors. And whether or not that's more or less stable, I think I don't know. If you're thinking about the oil position, I wouldn't worry too much about that. I think that, you know, oil is a fungible commodity. There might be some temporary shortages, but whoever's got the oil is going to want to sell it. And in the world market, that directly affects prices, you know.
Pat Lang of Sixth Semper Tyrannus, observing right now the confrontation in Bahrain is a proxy war between Riyadh and Tehran, and the U.S., nowhere. I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show.